This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Howdy, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Reese Coppler-Stanfield from Georgetown, Kentucky. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 18th, episode 811. This is the episode brought to you by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all, the day you either distinguish yourself or fade into the crowd.
Hang on, we're hitching a ride.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I put 40 hours in this weekend, man, it's only Wednesday. I've been cutting this damn heat all day long, there's got to be another way. Well, I pick up my guitar and I ride a song.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us at Horses in the Morning on this fine Wednesday morning. A bit chilly around the country, even a bit chilly here in Florida at 37 degrees this morning. And we want to welcome Reese Coppler-Stanfield of the Dressage Radio Show, filling in for Jamie today. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jamie is at a clinic. She wanted to take a clinic today, and they gave her a 7:30 a.m. start time, so that kind of ruined trying to get to the clinic, being on the show, and doing everything at the same time. So she'll be back on Friday. So
excellent. Well, I hope she learned a lot.
Did you win the lottery last night, Reese?
I actually didn't play. So you have to play to win.
And you didn't play. And there were two lottery winners, one in California and one in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm kind of wondering if it's one of Jamie's relatives and whether she'll ever be back on the show. Could we may never see her again. I think we actually just lost Reese, so hopefully she'll be giving us a call back.
Yeah,
I know that's a good start to the day, isn't it? We are, it was a $636 million jackpot, second largest lottery prize in U.S. history. One ticket was sold in San Jose, California, and the other in Atlanta, Georgia. So, congratulations to those people who won that. So we'll hopefully get Reese back here in a minute. If you want to call in to play the final, the last equitymfg.com Wheel of Trivia for the year, give us a call. And I think we have Reese back. Are you back, Reese?
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Cell phone.
Oh, that's what happens.
I'm sitting still. How can this happen?
Oh, it happens all the time to us. So don't worry about it. Give us a call at 347-637-3238 if you want to play the Wheel of Trivia this morning. We would love to have you. It's your last chance. You're not going to win lottery money. We're not giving away $636 million. It's not going to happen.
Where's the fun, Glenn?
I know.
Where's your fun?
I tried to find a sponsor for that, and nobody wanted to. So but you know what? We give away probably more stuff on this show than any other horse organization gives away. I think we give away average $300 to $400 a week. Who else gives away that kind of prizes?
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love giving away prizes.
Well, you're going to get to do that. This is your first time hosting on a Wednesday and doing the wheel?
I know. I'm trying to remember. I co-hosted one other time, but it wasn't Wednesday. I think it was a Friday. So, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to play the game.
347-637-3238 is how you call to play to win. We had a good time last night, all of us. We did recorded the All Hosts episode. There were 8 hosts of the Horse Radio Network on at the same time. And, you know, I got to say, Reese, it was very organized, orderly, but fun and funny. But we weren't with that many hosts, with those kind of personalities, you expect everybody to be talking over each other. They were all very even Alan was respectful last night.
I know, we had a blast. It's going to be a great show, and it was really fun. It's we don't really get to talk to the other co-hosts, or, you know, at all. And so this is the one time a year. So it was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to do it.
Yeah, it was fun. Everybody's going to get to hear that next week on all the different shows. We'll play it across all the different shows on Christmas, as is tradition. So that's what will be happening there. Well, let's, Jennifer, what's on today's show so you can get to lining up callers that, and there's a lot of them. So
on today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, we call upon the wheel one last time to provide as many cool prizes as possible before it and the fine folks at EquityMFG.com take a Christmas vacation. And in order to stay on the nice list, Glenn covers some happy holiday news and a holiday not-so-crappy list. And then playing out Wednesday for the final time in 2013, the Horse Health Report features Dr. Jones's favorite ways to keep your veterinarian happy and healthy in the coming year. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
And I will give everybody a hint. It involves Christmas cookies. That's all right. So let's do
a great time of year.
That's right. Let's do our daily winnies. Jennifer, why don't you do yours first? Jennifer has one today, which is unusual, but that way you can get to lining up callers.
My daily winnie goes to Dr. Tanya Cubitt, who will be helping out with the Horse Health Report in 2014. I just found out this morning that she had a happy, healthy baby boy Tuesday morning. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations, Tanya. That's terrific. She's very nice. Everybody's going to like her. She's going to be a good addition to the Wednesday morning Horse Health Reports. Looking forward to having her on. Well, my daily winnie does go out to all the Horse Radio Network hosts. There's a lot of them now, I think, with the syndicated shows we have, the new shows we've added. There's 11 or 12 hosts on the Horse Radio Network. I appreciate all their effort all year long and all the time they put into booking guests and recording the shows and everything. And that includes you, Reese. I have so much fun when I get the opportunity to hang out with you guys on Thursday nights recording the dressage show.
I think you even like dressage now. I think it's happening.
Let me just say, I like hanging out with you to record the dressage show. I didn't. Let's leave it there.
Love it when it gets technical.
I like dressage people. Is that good? Is that a politically correct answer?
Yeah, it's not working for you. It's okay. I love it when we get really technical because I can just see your eyes glaze over.
It's like when they actually start talking about dressage for real, that's when I zone out and do other stuff.
I can tell because we have a chat going and there's no Glenn for a little while and it's like, hello, where are you? Yeah, it's great. I love it.
I'm going to the bathroom. I got a snack. I cooked dinner. Your turn.
Yeah. And see, for me, that's what happens when you get all technical on the computer and I just glaze over and say, I'm not doing it. So I get it. I understand.
All right. Another daily winnie. Yours.
So my daily winnie goes to my assistant, Alexis Wood, who just, if you heard Horse Hooves, she just walked by and she has been great. She's been working really hard lately. And because I've been in a lot of meetings, so she gets the daily winnie.
Well, good for her. And anybody that can work with you should be sainted anyway.
It's true. We have a lot of horses right now. We are busting at the seams, which is a great problem to have. It's the best thing ever, having the indoor in Kentucky because people want to come. So we've been really, really busy. And I've been in a ton of meetings, which is fun, but it creates other issues. So. She's good. And to all those assistants out there, keep it up because someday, I was an assistant for a long time, so someday it will change. I promise.
Well, very good. Thank you, Reese. I wanted to remind everybody before we get to playing the Wheel of Trivia that we want to hear from you. We are asking listeners and our friends, as we do every year, to leave holiday voicemails to play on Horses in the Morning on Friday's show, which will be the last live show that we do this year. We recorded some special ones for you next week, so definitely tune in next week. We've put together some good ones for you. But we would love to hear from you. You can say anything holiday-ish you like on our voicemail line, like wish your friends and family a happy holidays. You can wish your horse a happy holidays. You can sing us a song. A couple people called in and sung songs, and you're going to hear those on Friday. Uta did a first, and she called in and sang a holiday song in German. That's the first time that's ever happened. So, or you can just be clever and witty, or if you're a business or organization, you can thank your customers or your members. So we'd love to hear from all of you. Give us a call on the voicemail line, which is 859-474-0261. If you can't figure that out or can't write it down right now, just go to horsesinthemorning.com and the contact link has the voicemail line. So, and we're also posting it on Facebook. So we want as many voicemails as possible to play on Friday's show. It's always a lot of fun when we get to do that, and they've already started coming in, so we want to hear from all of you. All right, we have a ton of callers on here, Reese, so we're going to get to as many as we can today. We're not going to chit-chat. We're not going to dilly-dally. We are just going to pump questions through and try and give a lot of stuff. I have my Christmas hat on, my Santa hat. I am feeling holiday-ish, so it is time to give some stuff away.
It's time for the EquityMSG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
All right, this is how it works for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. Reese, in a short moment here, we'll give you the categories. We have some new categories today. We tried to make them a little bit easier so you could actually win some prizes today. With some of the recent weeks, Reese, have been kind of tough. So we're lightening up here a little bit. And if you get the question, you have 5 seconds to answer. If you get it correctly, you'll hear the bell. And if you get it incorrectly, you will hear the high school basketball buzzer. Whoa, that's loud in my ear, so we're going to take that down a bit. And then if you get it correct, we'll spin the wheel. We have hundreds of dollars worth of prizes that we have to give away today. So, Reese, what are the categories?
So the categories are English versus Western, number two, seriously, we're just joking. And number three, you never listen to me.
All right. So we have English versus Western. Seriously, we're just joking. And you never listen to me. And look, you got your fans coming out of the woodwork. First up today is Allison in Kentucky, who is a dressage rider. Good morning.
Hey. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Reese.
How are you?
I am cold.
I know, it is very cold. I was telling Glenn, I rode a horse this morning before the show, and I couldn't feel my fingers or toes, and I'm just about getting it now. Well, I'm glad, a first caller dressage rider score. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right, so I think you're supposed to pick a category, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I'm going to try English versus Western.
All right.
You got it. All right, so what do Western folks call a canter?
A lope.
Well, we made them easy today. that was quick.
I love it. I know this, Allison. Now that I'm hearing this voice, I know this, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Yeah. Hey.
I hope you and Madison have a great Christmas. And you are a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's...
great, I know that voice.
Let's see if we can find... Let's see if we can find Allison something really good here. So are you a dressage rider,
Allison?
Something
good.
My daughter is a dressage rider, and she actually rides with Reese every once in a while.
She's one of my students, yeah.
How old's your daughter?
She's 16.
16, okay, good.
And I did the Western, so that's why I thought I might be good at this category.
So you were covered either way. All right, here we go. Let's spin the wheel. Oh, this is a terrific prize. You win a $25 gift certificate from Equus Now. And that is
awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Your daughter can pick out exactly what she wants. Equus Now is a terrific retailer. They come on our show once a month and do the retail day here once a month with us. We love all the people over there in Ohio at Equus Now. So congratulations on that. And we'll be making sure you get that gift certificate for your daughter.
Oh, super.
All right. Well, hold on, Allison. Jennifer's going to get to you. She's going to get to you in a few minutes here and get your address and everything so we can make sure we get that out to you. So hold on.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Here we go. And next up on the hit parade is Linda from Maryland. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Well, all right.
We are ready. Which topic are you going to pick?
I think English versus Western.
Oh, it's popular today.
I actually don't know this. I don't know this one. So are you ready? Here we go. What is the English term for a tie down?
An English term for a tie down? Gosh, I am not sure I know that either.
Not right. Your first time calling. I feel so bad. So the English term for a tie down is a standing martingale, or martingale, or standing martingale. Yeah. Do you ride English or Western?
I'm a dressage trainer.
Are you?
Hi, girl.
Yes, that's what really, side race, I guess.
We don't really even use standing martingales, so I'm with you.
Well, let's do this. Let me do this for you. You're a first-time caller. You're a dressage rider, which Reese is really partial to.
We're representing.
To. That's right. Boy, they are representing today. We're going to send you out.
This morning. Well done.
We're going to send you out a Horse Radio Network mug as a consolation gift, okay?
Okay.
All right. They're much coveted.
Play
mugs.
Again, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Linda, hold on. Jennifer's going to get to you, and she'll get your address. Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
See, we even have consolation prizes today. That's not too bad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're in the holiday spirit.
I want to give stuff away. And then we have our next up is Colleen from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm terrific. Say hi to Reese, too.
Hi, Reese.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you.
I had to beg Reese at the last minute to cover for Jamie, so I want her to feel loved today, Colleen, okay?
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I there's a little nerve, you know, with the dressage show, the recorded show. So it's a little nerve-wracking to be live, but we're doing fine so far, so we're good to go.
Hey, you can never tell.
Exactly. It definitely keeps the blood pressure.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Wow, Colleen's doing good at sucking up to you today.
I love it.
I'm in a fantastic mood because I'm not at work today. So.
Yay!
That is awesome.
We're not at work either.
Not really. Nope.
All right, which category?
I love it.
I'm going to try this. Seriously, I'm just joking.
Seriously?
I love it. This is a good one. All right. Your question is, why can't horses dance?
Why can't horses dance? Because they have 4 feet?
Close enough.
Close enough. You love it. Actually, because they have 2 left feet. I'll take your answer.
Okay.
Now you get an idea of what Seriously, We're Just Joking category is all about.
Yes, exactly. We're really just joking.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought your answer was fun.
All right, let's spin the wheel, win you a prize. Told you we're going to give them stuff away today. All right, we have all kinds of stuff on the wheel today. Not too much crappy stuff. Colleen, you win a $10 gift certificate from Starbucks. I hope you have one in your area.
Oh, awesome. I do. I have one 5 minutes away.
Terrific.
Super.
Well,
you get like a gingerbread latte. Love it.
You know,
my favorite is the peppermint hot chocolate.
You know, for $10, you can get one of those. It'd be terrific.
You can get one. Get a large. Go for it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And hold on, Jennifer. I'll get to you here in just a minute. Thanks for calling, Colleen.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. We have to get to our next caller, who is Uta, who is the one who sang us the German Christmas song that you're going to hear on Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Uta.
Good morning, Reese. You are my hero.
Oh, you are so sweet. Well, you are mine because I tried to learn some German Christmas carols when I lived there, and I cannot remember them, nor was I very good at it.
Oh, well, I'm sure I made a complete fool of myself yesterday, but I have a cold and I had a sore throat, so I'm not looking forward to having to listen to it.
Well, and Christmas in Germany is one of the, if anybody has an opportunity to go, it is such a wonderful, wonderful experience. The Christmas markets, and oh, it's great. I love Christmas in Germany.
And we know how to celebrate. We do it for 3 days.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, did you tell us, what category would you like today?
I'll take the English versus Western.
Okay, you got it. These are hard. I have to be honest. Some of these I don't know.
I was up with a sick puppy all night, so take it easy on me.
Okay, we'll take it easy. Okay, what is the Western equivalent of a stirrup leather?
The fender.
That's correct. Yeah, very good.
Good job.
Good job. Told you we're going to have winners today. Lots of winners today.
This is awesome.
All right, Uta. Let's see what we can find you on the wheel. You do sound. Bless you, and I hope you get better soon. I had it, too. I know what it's like.
You.
All right, spinning the wheel. All right, you passed the bummer gift, so that's not there anymore. All right, you win, and actually, this is a great gift. I use these every single day. Love them. You can give them away as gifts or keep one for yourself. I highly recommend. It's a 2-pack of illuminated hoof picks. And I don't know.
Awesome.
Do you know about these, Uta? We've talked about them on the show.
I actually have one. I bought one last year for Christmas.
Well, now you have 2 more to give away as gifts this year. Do you like yours?
I love mine. I really do. I use it right now to pick out the ice clumps out of the horse's feet in the morning and using. I keep hoping for symbiotic aid, but I just can't get that lucky, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, you win the hoof picks. And, you know, they talk about these because it has the light on it where you can actually see
right.
It has the LED light. But what I've found, the thing I like about them is this is the toughest hoof pick with the best brush that I've ever used.
The metal part doesn't bend because when I pick out that frozen clump, my old one always bent on me, and this one is perfect. I love it. It's great.
It is, and the nylon brush
cool.
is really.
I've never heard of this one.
Really? You never heard of it?
No, never.
Well, it's at alittlepetvet.com is where you can find them. Alittlepetvet.com. Actually, the 2-pack is worth $30. And these are the best hoof picks ever. You absolutely need to check them out. And the little light does come in handy. If it's a dark situation, it puts a light right under the hoof where you're picking. It's just perfect the way they designed it. So it's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Uta. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Now, Reese probably knows.
Merry Christmas in German.
Thank you, Reese.
That was what that was. Anytime.
Have to translate for us there. Next, we have up, make a note of that. So, Jennifer, it's Uta wins the hoof picks. So, Ruby, our almost every week caller from Arizona.
Yes, I almost didn't make it today. I woke up at 7:01. I'm like, oh no! So I made it.
Good morning. It's probably warm where you are. We're so jealous.
It's still freezing. I went outside. It was absolutely freezing. There's probably a thin layer of ice on every water source. But besides the sunrise, it was beautiful this morning. It almost worked going outside.
Love it. Well, are you ready for a question?
I am.
Which category would you like?
Can you name them off? The
Sure.
I can't remember the name of that.
Yeah, no problem. We have English versus Western. Seriously, we're just joking, and you never listen to me.
I think I'm going to do the seriously, you're just joking.
Okay, love it. All right, your question is, when does a horse talk?
When it has peanut butter in its mouth. I've heard that's how they made Mr. Ed talk.
Close enough. That was actually a better answer than Jennifer's, actually.
We have when he wants to.
When he wants to.
Oh, when he wants to. Well, Mr. Ed talks with peanut butter in his mouth, I think. That's
yeah,
what
that,
I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too. I've heard they do that. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but what the heck? We can go with that, right? So,
I think that's a great answer.
Give me a prize.
Well, you know,
give her a prize, Glenn.
All right, we'll give her a prize. Let's spin the wheel. I don't know too many horse girls that don't like peanut butter, either. Most of them live on it.
Yeah, so pretty much.
I don't like peanut butter, I'm just saying. I don't like peanut butter.
Well, you have just won yourself a $100 prize. You have won the Carrots Micro-Cord Bootcut Extended Knee Patch Breeches. And these are one of the most coveted prizes here on the wheel. They are the ultimate in versatility. These pants can be worn with a paddock boot or easily tucks into half chaps or a tall winter boot. Figure-flattering compression microcord is supportive, provides unrestricted movement, and looks great both around the barn and out on the town. Jennifer's favorite breeches, period. And you have just won.
Awesome. I've never had a pair of breeches. I've not always done it with the riding with just jeans.
Oh, it's
awesome. Really so cool.
Well, Merry Christmas. You're gonna look great now.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Enjoy.
Hold on. Jennifer's gonna have to get your information and then she'll put you in touch with Carrots so you can pick out sizes and colors and things, okay?
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Hold on, Ruby. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we're going to keep going here today because we're going to try and get as many winners in as we can today. And we have Kayla in Maryland is up next. Kayla, are you there?
Hi, Kayla.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. Sounds like you're outside.
I am. I'm actually checking our arena to see if it's frozen or not, if we can ride this morning.
Any luck?
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. We'll have to wait a few hours.
Well, we're glad you called up instead.
Yes.
So, we're going right for it. What category would you like?
Oh, let's go with, how about the seriously I'm joking or whatever.
You got it. Okay, here's your question. When did the farmer ride his horse across town?
When did the farmer ride his horse across town?
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's why did
wait,
the
farmer... Why? I should read my question correctly. Let me do this again. Why did the farmer ride his horse across town? Sorry, I should read my question correctly. I'm a newbie. Sorry.
I don't know. I can't think of anything funny. Because he lost his crop.
Close enough.
I like that one. We have, it was too heavy to carry. I like yours better.
All right. I think people are getting the hint today, aren't they? All right. Let's spin the wheel again. Well, this has never happened in the entire time that we have done the wheel is we've gotten the same little square it's landed on twice. You also win a Starbucks gift card for $10. So
awesome.
Do you have one near you?
Well, I have one down in Aiken. We leave it right after Christmas. So
there you go.
Perfect.
We'll use
you're going to Aiken.
There.
It'll be warmer down there for sure.
I am hoping so.
Well, Kayla, hold on 1 second. Jennifer's going to get your information. Have a great holiday and a great trip to Aiken.
Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Bye-bye, Kayla.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to keep going here. What the heck? We don't have our European report today, so you want to just keep going? This is fun. Let's just do
it. Yes, let's do it.
Let's see if we can get through everybody here today. We have Lori in New Jersey. Lori, you there?
Lori. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How
Good
are
morning,
you?
Lori, we're great.
I'm great.
Now,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's very, very cold over here in New Jersey. Yeah, it's cold here.
It's cold in Florida today. It's cold everywhere.
Okay.
Arizona was cold.
I had to put long pants and a coat on this morning. It was tough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Glenn, we don't want to talk to you.
It was 37. That's like freezing in Florida.
That's very cold in Florida.
That's very cold.
That is the myth of Florida. Is it does actually get cold there.
Occasionally.
For like 3 days, but it does.
Yeah, right. Lori, I forget. Do you ride? What kind of riding do you do?
Yes. Western.
Oh, that's right. You're a Western New Jersey girl.
And I must say, this weekend was very, very cold. Everything outside was frozen. So I grabbed my old fork that I have, figuring, let me save my new Equity MSG fork. That didn't last.
Did break?
I am so spoiled with my new fork. So what I did, I was frustrated, threw the old fork across the fence and went back in the barn and got my new... my new flexion fork, and I used that, and it was perfect.
You didn't have a problem, did you?
They're the best forks. Yeah, they're the best forks ever.
No problem. It's the best.
Well, you know what? We'll just take this opportunity before we ask you a question to continue this commercial for Equity. Thank you for starting it, because Equity is the sponsor of the segment today. You know, you can still get your Equity fork, the one she's talking about. I just got the one I ordered. We ordered one as a gift. I got it in yesterday. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you get those in, he packs those things like they're made of gold, doesn't he? I mean, these forks are really packed well. And you can still get them in. You'll have to probably rush the ship. So hop on equitymfg.com today. Get the menorah fork. This is the gift that we'll keep on giving all year. I guarantee you, the person you're giving it to might look at you funny at first, but every day for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to thank you. So this is the gift that truly does keep on giving. And of course, there's a shake and fork if you clean a lot of stalls every day. Did you order a shake and fork yet, Reese?
Oh, I'm going to. Actually, the reminder was right here. And literally, when we get done with the show, I'm ordering it for my team for Christmas because they have literally worn the paint off the handle. That's how many stalls we clean. So they don't know it yet, but they are getting a shake and fork for Christmas. And so I think there's going to be some excitement.
Well,
there's going to be some fighting.
Reese, don't tell them, but actually it'll save you money. It'll save you about half your bedding and half the time for them to clean the stalls. So it's actually going to save you money. You'll make up the cost of the fork in a couple of months. So
that's where I'm going with this. And I am so excited. And I have to be honest, I was not sure. And ours came, and I truly, they know if I'm cleaning stalls, I get the flexion fork. Like, don't even touch it. So I love it. It's the best. It truly is the best gift, right? I'm not joking around. It's great. So that's
all right. Well, I guess we should let Lori play. Thank you, Lori, for helping us with the commercial.
Yes, you ready, Lori? Love it.
Thank you.
All right. So what category would you like today?
Seriously, you're joking?
You got it.
They've all figured it out.
Let's see if I can read.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to read the question.
There's a trend.
Yes, I love it. I'm going to read the question correctly. A man rode his horse to town on Friday. The next day he rode back on Friday. How is this possible?
He rode back the following week.
No, read it again.
It's impossible.
Read it again.
Okay. A man rode his horse to town on Friday. The next day he rode back on Friday. How is this possible?
He rode the same horse.
And?
No! Ding, 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 ding.
Well, and? The horse's name was?
Friday.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll help you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's give Lori a prize, too, from New Jersey. We've had no losers today.
I love it. That's what happens when I come on.
That's right. And Lori wins a $25. Actually, wait a minute. My little sticker's wrong. Hold on. I got to spin again. My sticker fell off. Sorry about that. I'm having wheel issues.
No problem.
I spun it so much today, my stickers are falling off. Lori, you win a Redmond Equine gift pack worth $100 from Redmond Equine.
Ooh.
Do you use Redmond Equine rocks?
Yes, I do. They're great.
Well, he's going to send you, when he sends out these gift packs, you get the rocks on the rope, you get the human salt there. You get it's a full box of stuff. And as we know, you know, these Redmond Equine rocks are loved by the horses, so they go by quick. And your horses like them then?
Yeah, they love them. Thank you.
Well, this is great. And you know what? It is the heaviest gift you're going to get this year.
Oh, great.
I guarantee you. The box of rocks comes and it's heavy. The UPS guy goes, "What's in there, rocks?" And I go, "Yep, that's exactly right. That's what's in this box."
Well, that's great because I have a super heavy box coming and I have a super light flexing fork.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, it evens out.
Well, Lori, hold on. We'll make sure that Jennifer gets your information so we can get it over to Redmond Equine.
Thank you so much and have a Merry Christmas.
We have We have a video of my little pony literally eating the rock, just licking it to death. Aww. He will stand there for an hour licking the rock. So
that's awesome.
I think it's one we gave some of the granules. They sell it in granular form also. Since day one, when we got the pony, when he was starving to death, we gave him the Redmond Equine to get the minerals into him. And I still give him that to this day. I give him some of the loose in addition to all he gets. And I really think it really helped his recovery. So redmondequine.com is where you'll find that. All right, I think we have time for one more. And let me see who we have left. Oh, you have one more left. So that works out good. We have Happy Barbie on the line. Hey, Happy Barbie.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry
good
Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Now, Reese, before you start with Happy Barbie, I have something to
good
talk
to. Good morning, Reese.
I have something to talk to Happy Barbie about. So, Reese, just hold on a second. Barbie was kind enough to call in and leave us about 55 voicemails for Friday's show. Were you drinking?
I'm 56.
How much alcohol had you had before you started making those calls?
No, I get up really early.
So you were hungover?
No, not alcohol. I was sober. No, I'm sober. That's the problem. I need to start drinking. Yeah, okay. I'm too sober.
All right, just checking. I'm going to pick the worst one and play it on Friday, okay?
Excellent.
All right, Reese.
Okay, what category would you like this morning?
English Western, please.
Okay, you got it. All right. How would an Englishman describe a sorrel horse?
Just that.
You got it. Good job.
I didn't know that one.
So, I didn't either. I'm not very good on the English versus Western.
Yeah, that was
I don't have a what do you call it? A discipline. So I like to play all of it. Whatever.
That's awesome.
On the ground, bareback, mounted shooting, English. I got a six saddle. You know, yeah, whatever.
Hey, did you get your guns yet?
I got the guns. And the closest clinic is in July, and it's over 3 hours away.
Ugh.
So I got to decide if I want to go 3 hours, 3 hours away. So far, that's my choices. So I got my guns. I'm ready.
All right, good. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, and you know what?
Start.
After listening to your voicemails the other night, it really does scare me a little that they approved you for owning weapons. I'm just saying. Oh, Barbie, let's spin the wheel.
Sweet.
Oh, what'd you get? You know what? You actually were lucky enough to land on you land on the crappy prize today, but I'm going to add to the crappy prize. I'm going to give you the crappy prize and something else. So your crappy,
I liked my crappy prize last time.
Well, this time you get the only one that has ever gotten this. We had one of our microphones here in the studio gave out, and the crappy prize was a Horse Radio Network mic signed by Coach Jen and myself.
You know what? I'm going to make a video, and you're going to be sorry you ever sent me that microphone. How about that?
And I'm going to
send you a microphone that doesn't work, Barbie.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. I don't need a microphone.
It's broken.
I just need a prop.
But look at it this way. You're the only of the 110,000 Horse Radio Network listeners. You're the only one that's going to own one mic from our studio, right? So
that's right. All you callers, heat your heart out. I got the broken mic.
That's it.
Hey. You know what? You never know where that's going to take you. It could take you to the stars and back.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Barbie. I'm also going to throw in a $25 Equestrian Collections gift certificate. How about that?
Oh, sweet. Because I'm on there like every day. I just ordered. What did I order? Oh, don't tell my boss. I ordered, and it's probably too late. They're not going to get it for Christmas because I ordered it yesterday. You suggested that we get the dog collars with the horse with the dog's name on it.
Yeah.
They have three dogs. So I got them three dog collars with matching dog tags because they don't have their phone number on it, and it makes me nervous. So they have three dogs. So now they're going to have their phone number and the dog tags, but it'll probably be a little late, and some more Santa stuff. I had to order the Santa helmet. So I just ordered yesterday from Equestrian Collections. Love them.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Barbie. Just did the commercial for me, so I don't have to do that. Thank you very much. Hold on, Barbie.
And listen on Friday. You'll hear me again.
Yeah, you'll hear
her
again.
Exactly.
And I'm going to pick the one that makes you sound the most drunk. So that's the one we're playing. Merry Christmas, Barbie.
Love it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So do you have any idea why we call her Happy Barbie, Reese?
I love it. Oh, she's awesome.
That's why.
I want to know what time she gets up. I mean, that's amazing.
I know. And I'm telling you, these voicemails, there were about 10 of them because she kept getting it wrong. So she kept calling back. And she seriously sounded like she had way too much tequila when she was doing those.
That's awesome.
But we'll hear those on Friday. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, you can do that. We would love to play it on Friday. Give us a call at 859-474-0261. Well, congratulations, Reese. You got through your first wheel. Now, normally, we don't have everybody win, but it was Christmas overall, right?
I love it. And that's, some of those were kind of hard. So the Western, New English versus Western, I didn't know. So that was great.
Yeah, they got those. Yeah, they did get those. Now, category number two was kind of a giveaway, but everybody kind of figured that out, didn't they? we didn't have anybody pick category number three. So let me ask you. So now, did you know what the name of Jamie's farm was?
No. But I could see that would fly over farm, right?
Yeah, fly over farm. Yep. And obviously.
And I listened when Chad flies over, so I could see that.
Yep.
So I like that.
So Jamie's a jumper, and Chad's flies a fighter plane, so that's why how they got the name Flyover Farm. And they ordered their sign from easysignsonline.com. You don't have time right now to get a sign for the holidays if you want to give one as a gift, but what you do have time for is to head over there and get a gift certificate at easysignsonline.com. That way, the person that you're giving it to can actually go through the order process. It's really simple, really easy to do, and you can design your own sign all the way through the process. You can pick the shape, the size, the style, whether you want raised letters or not raised letters, whether you want the no work signs that don't need painted ever, you know, whatever you want on there, the designs and your logo, whatever, they can go do it themselves just by getting a gift certificate at easysignsonline.com. Hop on over there, do that today, and they will have a custom sign that they can design and have at their farm next year. Do you have a farm sign? I don't remember one.
I do. Maybe it wasn't up when you were here, but we do have a farm sign.
Okay, because I don't remember seeing one at the farm when I was there. So I'm glad you did that. Now you're real.
Yeah, I know we're real. I know there's something about a sign that just makes it's kind of like a business card. You're like, oh, it actually exists.
Now, does it say Reese's Farm Dressage Queen lives here?
No, that's the one I'm going to order later.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I do have a sign that says Dressage Queen parking here.
Oh,
that's
in
our grooming rack. Yeah.
And of course, you don't park there. That's for everybody else.
That's for everyone else. Oh, no. I'm head queen for sure.
You know, she is a little bit of a DQ. And she, one nice thing about you, Reese, is you own that.
Yeah, I do. I know. It's okay. I can handle it.
You really do. All right, let's take a break for our title sponsor today, and then we're going to play a holiday song for you. We come back, we have some more fun for you planned later on in the show. But I have the holiday song for you. It's Christmas for Cowboys. First time we're playing this one by our friend Bren Hill. We'll be right back after this. Glenn McGeek here on behalf of Bo and everyone at Back on Track Products, wishing you, your families, and your horses a very happy holiday season. Back on Track's products are used by top athletes around the world for the comfort and protection of their horses. Take a minute this holiday season to see how Back on Track products might help you and your horses. Visit backontrackproducts.com.
Sad. Spend Christmas Day driving cattle over snow-covered plains. All of the good gifts are given today. Ours is the sky and wide open plains. Fire for warmth, stop for the night. Stars overhead, a Christmas tree light. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. Christmas for cowboys and wide open plains. Back in the city, we have different ways. Football and eggnog and Christmas parade. I'll take the blanket, I'll take the rain. Christmas for cowboys and wide open plains.
Well, that was Christmas for Cowboys by Bren Hill. And you can find all of his music at BrenHill.com. I just figured it out, guys, while the song was playing, and we gave away over $450 worth of prizes today. That's a lot.
That's awesome.
And that does not include the priceless microphone, you know, which is just priceless.
Yeah, that is priceless. That is priceless. What can I say?
Who else? Should I keep the little red ball on it when we send it out?
Yes, you should. You should. I was just looking at mine. Somehow I have, like, I don't know about you, but I have pen marks on it. I'm going to twirl a pen around when I'm doing the show. I don't know. I just looked at mine. I don't have one signed by you. I don't know. I don't have one signed by you. I'm really disturbed by this.
I want one signed by you. What are you talking about? That would be the
Well, you can have my pen marked one. I don't know what happened.
That'd be the more. Hey, how many Christmas trees do you have in your house, Reese?
We just have one. But you know how small my house is.
Yeah.
My house is very small. Well, I live in a barn, and it is Barbie's dream barn, but it is a very small apartment.
Well, I got to tell you, before I got to just do this real quick. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Reese Koffler Stanfield of the Dressage Radio Show, filling in for Jamie today. Jamie is at a clinic today that her time, she was hoping for a later time in the day, and they gave her 7:30 in the morning. So she couldn't make the show today. She'll be back here on Friday. And I wanted to remind everybody also that Dr. G will be here tomorrow with the emergency preparedness show that we do once a month. So she'll be here live tomorrow. We'll be hanging around here together talking about emergency prep, and I know a lot of you enjoy Dr. G's show, and then Friday live as well. Well, the reason I asked you about your Christmas tree is because we only have one, but there's this woman in Maryland who really demonstrates the holiday spirit, and she doesn't have a mansion. She has a regular size house with 277 decorated Christmas trees in it.
I'm speechless. When I read that in the notes, I was like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, good for her.
Well,
that's a lot of spirit.
Well, the way it started is her sister and her had this contest. Apparently, your sister used to call her up and say, how many Christmas trees do you have this year? And she used to say how many. And the sister was like, well, then I have two more than you do. So this became a contest back and forth. Well, now this woman, Renetta Zanko, has won the contest with 277 trees. Now, our bathrooms are not that big in this house, and I know how big your bathroom is. She has 28 trees in her bathroom.
Wow. That is awesome. I don't even know what to say to that. I'm speechless. It shouldn't happen very often.
One of them is made out of toilet paper rolls. You know, the rolls after the... So she has one.
Important. Yeah.
There's even a Christmas tree in the shower. Now, she does say there is room to go to the bathroom, and she says it's only her and her husband, so, you know, she can put all the trees. However, the basement is his man cave, and he strictly forbids anything Christmas down there. So apparently...
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he has his own little space he can go and hide. There are trees. There's a tree that has spoons from all over the world. You know how they sell those spoons in the tacky gift shops?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, she has one that's from Santa Claus, Indiana. She went up there just to get the spoon. So she has all of these. She's a retired Air Force, so you have to assume that she's not a total wacko, although...
Yeah.
It takes her 8 to 10 hours a day for many weeks to put all these trees up. And she starts putting them away the beginning of January, and she isn't done till the end of February.
Jeez. Well, that's a lot of effort. Like, I'm just impressed. We did minimal decorations. So
did you?
It took me about half an hour.
Do you do anything in the barn?
We do, yeah. Everybody has a stocking hung, and I have some decorations that are out there. Yep, I have a little sign that says "Deck the Stalls" that I really like. So, yeah, we do some decorating for sure.
Very good. Well, I wanted to also tell you about some nice things that are happening around the country. We talked a little while back about paying forward and how it's become a thing now. And there are people at Starbucks all over the country now that are paying for the person behind them. And, you know, that
happened to me.
Did it?
Yeah, that happened to me 2 days ago. It was awesome.
Oh, real? Tell us about it.
So I paid for the person behind me.
Well,
yeah, I don't know how long it went, but it was awesome.
Really? Were you shocked?
Yes. Yes. I've had it happen one other time. So in the time it happened to me the first time, I wasn't thinking clearly. And then I went back to Starbucks and paid for someone another time. But this time I was like, I am paying this forward. And so, yeah, I paid for the person behind me, and I hope that they, you know, because I think it's becoming a little bit more of a thing. So,
well, listen to this.
Yeah.
One of the things that's become a thing too at the holidays is people paying off other people's layaways. And I personally didn't even know they did layaways anymore. But let me tell you about some of them. There is in Dallas suburb of Granbury, Texas, a secret Santa walked into the local Walmart and paid off the store's entire list of layaway accounts, totaling $2,000. On December 7th at a Walmart in the Villages, Florida, which is just south of us, Greg Parody laid out $21,000 of his own money to pay many of the store's layaway accounts after overhearing a woman telling someone she didn't think she could afford to collect the items on her layaway account. So he went in and paid for hers and many, many more to the tune of $21,000.
Wow.
According to NBC Washington, a big guy with a beard paid off thousands of dollars worth of layaway plans at a nearby Toys R Us on Tuesday. In Durango, Colorado, a mystery man brought a lot of holiday cheer to some Walmart customers after paying off everything in the layaway department. The Durango Herald reports it happened at the Walmart in Durango, Colorado, and the gifts totaled $16,000. 80 people had their layaway items paid off.
Oh, that's so cool.
And even cooler, we all know how much Walmart employees make. A Walmart employee had $900 in layaway paid off. So that was kind of neat. In Pembroke, Georgia, Walmart there, Saturday afternoon, two local ladies arrived at the Walmart store in Pembroke and paid off all the children's items on layaway. They had them look through the layaway. They paid off all the children's items. The list included bikes, scooters, toys, and tablets, which equaled a value of $15,000. So
wow.
A lot of people, you know, paying back and giving back. I've done that before at 7-Elevens and things where I'll pay, if I see a military person in line, I'll pay off their bill. And, you know, most of the time they don't want to take it and I just insist. But, you know, that's happened before or you know, situations like that. I try and do as much as I can for any military people that we see.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's put chills and, you know, gave me chills. I love it. And I think it's just something that we're so, you know, blessed and to be able to help someone or just make someone's day. I love it. It just really makes you feel great.
Well, one of the things that we've done together is we've gone to the Festival of Lights at the Kentucky Horse Park, which they have every year, which is really neat. You drive through and they have pretty much the whole park decorated with stuff. And there's, tens of thousands of people come to that every year. Unfortunately, this poor guy by the name of Bob Barton lives near there. And apparently some of the GPSs out there think that his house is the Kentucky Horse Park. So he's had a few visitors, let's say, and apparently like thousands of people drive down his driveway expecting to see Christmas lights. And he has a farm back this park, long driveway. We all know where this place is, too. You know where it is, right?
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, I drove by yesterday. it's not funny.
And he has signs out front right now telling people, you're not here. This is not the horse park.
Well, we've all had the GPS where, you know, GPS takes you somewhere crazy. And so I will bring the GPS, but I also, most of the time, I'll have written directions. Just makes me feel better than the GPS. So this poor guy, and there's a picture of him by his farm entrance. really
just
sad.
This old farmer, you know, is just trying to live life. I probably hated the WAG because he couldn't get to his house.
No, he did not get into his house. No.
Probably hates Rolex every year. It's funny.
Yep. But now the sign is this old farmer and he says not an entrance.
No, not an entrance.
Poor guy.
He does give the address, though, that you will find the horse park at. So,
exactly. It's not far. It's just around the corner, but I feel bad for him. And then I feel bad for the poor people that are driving in his driveway and thinking they're going to see the horse park.
Now, do you guys do a lot of Christmas week, or is it kind of a slow week, or do you continue full riding on Christmas week?
Yeah, we continue full riding. You know, Christmas Eve, I take a half day. We'll work and then we'll take Christmas Day off and go back at it the next day. So we don't take, and I don't travel much during Christmas, so I'm here and I like that. It's quiet and all the horses sort of get done. And so we'll, But, you know, we have off from the radio show, which is great. That's nice. And so it's all good. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah, we'll put our, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we'll have the all hosts episode up on most of the shows that we recorded it last night. And it was a lot of fun. We had a good time with that. It's always a lot of fun when we get everybody together. And I got to say, our recording system held out. The sound was good for everybody. Nobody got cut off. It was a miracle that we had that many.
Amazing.
We had 8 or 10 people on there. So it was a miracle that
it's a Christmas miracle.
And it, but except for your co-host, Philip.
I know. Yeah, he was not able to make it. So I helped Sean for dressage.
You
did. I tried.
You represented. You represented.
I represented.
And we learned some new things. You know, after doing this for 5 years, the all host episode, you'd think we'd know everything about everybody, but I learned some things that I didn't know about my wife last night. So
yeah, that's crazy. Isn't that amazing?
I learned some things about you that the listeners will get to hear next week that we didn't know before. And we had some good listener questions that we were able to talk about. So that was a lot of fun too. Are you coming to Florida this year for the season, for dressage season?
No, I am not going to come for the season actually. I'm actually going to South Africa and it's not a horsey trip. It's with a leadership group that I'm a part of. And so I go to South Africa right after the turn of the year for 2.5 weeks. So I will get some sun. I won't be with the horses, and really looking forward to that trip. And then I come back and a couple of my horses, just for various reasons, couple were injured, one had surgery. So I decided this year we would stay home. So, which is great on my pocketbook. Not great on my can.
And probably is your husband happy about that, or is he always happy to see you go for a couple
happy.
Months?
No, I said, well, you would have to ask him that. But no, it's great. All my clients here are really excited, and I've done this before. Coming to Florida is amazing, and Glenn, we're going to come and visit for sure and get some sun. But to bring the horses, it's a huge effort. It really is, and it's you know, I leave horses up here and I leave staff up here and I take horses with me. And it's just really, it's a huge effort. So to be able to stay home and not have to pack the trucks and trailers, and there is some relief to that for sure.
I imagine renting a place, because you're staying there for weeks and weeks and weeks. So renting a place and stalls and board can't be cheap in Wellington either.
No, it's such an expensive and just hay and grain and lessons. It is a huge undertaking. It's very, very expensive. And of course you want to take, if you're going, you want to take as many horses as you can and as many clients, but it's a monumental effort for my clients. And so people that go every year, it's amazing to me. So I'm staying home, and I need a new truck. So I keep thinking of that as I'm saving money for my new truck.
I'm
bummed.
Is there anybody in the audience that doesn't need a new truck? Raise your hand.
I know, right? It's so true. Big Blue is holding out. Big Blue is doing okay.
You've had Big Blue for a lot of miles. You've had Big Blue.
Yes. Big Blue is very hard to put wet. It's been a great truck, actually. And knock on wood, it is still going strong. So hopefully we'll continue for the next 6 months or so. So, but I've had that truck a long time, and it is a great truck. So, yeah.
Well, Reese is going to bail out on us before we get to the horse health segment today. She has to go out and actually get some horses ridden and do some real work. Reese, we thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. You did great doing the wheel. That was terrific.
My pleasure. Yes, that was the one I was the most nervous about. That was lots of fun. So I always tell Glenn, I'm happy to come back. I love coming on the show.
You know, it's fun being a Santa's elf, isn't it? And just handing out hundreds of dollars in prizes.
It is.
And we didn't disappoint anybody today. Nobody got disappointed today, which is good.
Well, if I come back on, that's going to be the stipulation, is that we only give prizes away. I'm not the bearer of bad news.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. We can have no losers when Reese is on. It's a rule.
Exactly. I'll come on another Wednesday.
She's way too emotional for that.
No, I'm too much of a lover, not a fighter.
Well, Reese, thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're welcome.
And
Merry Christmas. And everybody tune into the Dressage Radio Show. We love listeners. And we talk about all, a lot of stuff we talk about is for many different disciplines. So hop on the show and listen to what Philip and I have to say.
You know, what I will say is the Dressage Radio Show probably gives more training advice and really talks about the nitty-gritty of training more than any other show. You spend almost the entire show, every show, talking about training and techniques and tips, whereas, you know, even your interviews are really get into the nitty-gritty of the sport. So even if you're not in, as you said, even if you're not into dressage, and you can learn something on the Dressage Radio Show. You guys are terrific at that.
Well, thanks. Well, you have two trainers that are the co-hosts, so that's really our main focus, and that's what we like to do. So, and we love listener questions. Feel free to, even if it's not a dressage, you know, if it's related to dressage, we can help because, you know, dressage really means training. So we're happy to help in any way we can.
Very good. Thank you, Reese. We appreciate you
Excellent.
Being here.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, now coming up next, we recorded 2 years ago now a segment with Michelle Anderson of the horse.com and Dr. Jones of Florida Equine Veterinary Services. A very interesting, funny at times segment on treating your vet properly and making sure that your vet is safe when they're at your farm. And Dr. Jones had some stories to tell. And as we could not get a vet to come on today because they're all getting in the holiday mood too, we thought we would do this recorded segment for you. And as I said, it's from a couple years ago anyway, so you've probably long forgotten it. But this is Michelle Anderson and Dr. Jones of Florida Equine Vet Services. Jennifer and I will be back after this, so we hope you enjoy it.
That's right. It's time for the horse.com and the weekly horse health report. We have Michelle Anderson, digital editor of the horse.com, and we have Dr. Jones back with us. Welcome, Dr. Jones. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Happy New Year to everybody.
We thought we said something that offended you and you weren't going to come back anymore.
No, I had obligations to teach a student. I get a student from the University of Florida for their clinical rotation, and those obligations were kind of in the way this time. Sorry about that.
Well, no problem. Let's have the student on doing it next time. We'll just torture her instead.
We have to be nice to the vet students.
Those vet students, I swear, they're shaking their shoes when they come ride because they know I give them a grade, and they just look terrified. And they did great jobs, but they just look terrified, the poor things.
Maybe it's your intimidating demeanor.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Did you, with having your student there, did you have anything exciting that your student got to see that you were glad that happened while they were riding along?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any of the emergencies the students love, because usually the emergencies they see at the universities are like on death's door or, you know, absolute disaster cases in that respect. So any of the emergencies are great for them to see because they all live, you know. More times than not, emergencies for an ambulatory vet live, as opposed to the ones at the university, which are on death's door by the time they get there, they usually die. So, you know, all the emergencies are great because she was able to see that you don't have to have such a doom and gloom life.
Well, that's good. Yeah, no. No, there is some happiness to your job.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, the highlight for all the students, which I've had, you know, numerous ones in the past, and I was able to juggle the show either around them or you happen to have somebody in that week when I had the students, they've all been able to do a castration. It all seems to have fallen into their weeks, and that they love doing the castrations. Sorry, Glenn, but they love doing those castrations.
Terrific.
Well, this week I wanted to talk about how to keep your vet safe when they're handling or taking care of your horse. And I'm sure with your students around, you talked about safety and body care when they were riding along.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy you've brought this topic up because that is something we think about, sometimes we don't, but you should think about as a veterinarian almost on a day-to-day basis is, am I going to come home in one piece today? So,
well, and it really is a matter of life and death.
It is. It is. I mean, one mistake is all it takes. And as I've told my staff numerous times over, if I am sick, I am not on my game, and that's when I'm going to get hurt. You know, if I'm distracted because I got a family member that's ill, I'm not going to be on my game, you know, and I'm going to get hurt. So I always warn my staff members, today's not a good day, I don't feel good, or I'm distracted, or whatever. So those kind of things can play into that.
Well, wait a minute. So on those days, do they wrap you in bubble wrap? Is that what happens?
No. No, we get through those days, but I try not to get sick very often. How's that?
Okay, all right.
Well, and thank God, knock on wood, my mom and dad are still alive and very, very healthy. And, you know, my husband's healthy, my son's healthy. So I'm just knock on wood on that.
Well, I have to say my own vet said he would much rather be on the kicking end of a horse than a kicking end of a cat. So I don't know.
Oh, I can agree with that. And probably not on the kicking end of a human, because I've heard those stories too. So, yeah. I've been fine. Yeah, one of my clients this week told me about how her daughter passed out, who's a nurse, passed out when they took blood. She couldn't figure out why she was so long in the room while she was out in the waiting room waiting for her, and it's because she had passed out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but she can take blood all day from somebody, but can't have somebody take blood from her. And then she told me about her daughter, who would claw her way out of the room when they went to give a flu vaccine to her when she was young. And she's like, I said, you know what? I don't think I'd want to be on the end of that, because them clawing out of the room or kicking you as you're trying to get out of the room, forget it.
No. So with our horses, what kind of training would you like to have horses receive before you show up to take care of them?
Oh, can I turn this back around on Glenn and say, Glenn, what do you think is the most important thing a horse should be trained to do?
Well, first of all, halter brogue helps.
Beautiful. My goodness. I don't know how many times I walk up. They're standing out in the pasture with their halters on, and they're standing there pausing, waiting for me to start my appointment, and I'll look at them and say, do you have a halter? Oh, yeah, that's right. And then they go get the halters.
How many of them expect you to actually go out in the field and get the horse?
I can't say if they're expecting me to go out and do that, or if they expect me to treat the animal without the halter. And I can't figure those people out yet, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
they're just having a blonde moment. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, they're just having a moment of lapse of memory that they should get the halter on the horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're saying halter broke, though, what is it that you want the horse to do? I mean, it's one thing to get a halter on a horse, but how do you want the horse to behave once it's haltered?
Yeah, after all these years, I've learned that when I tell people to halter break their babies, they are so proud when I go out there to start their vaccination program for the babies. They're like, look, I got a halter on them. I'm like, can you get it off and back on? Can you get it off and back on? And get it off, back on. They're like, oh, no, we haven't done that yet. Can they lead with that halter on? Oh, no, we haven't done that yet. But they're wearing the halter. So being able to lead, being able to respect the halter and the lead rope or chain if that's necessary. So that means if you, you know, pull down on the lead rope, just a gentle tug on it to say, you know, whoa or stop or whatever, that they respect that. They don't keep plowing over the top of you and myself. And then, of course, the big thing is not being in your space, which a lot of the young ones love that. They kind of climb into your space and kind of dominate you where you need to be respected. And
have you actually had horses that you just couldn't work on them? You were like, okay, this horse, I just can't get near this horse.
Yeah, we eventually get the job done, though. I don't think there's ever been a place where I've left that we couldn't do, because either they'd rope them and snub them up to a post, and that was back in the days when I was younger and dumber. And I did have a gentleman, though, tell me at one appointment, it was very interesting. I was out for an emergency. He was the next-door neighbor, came over, as all neighbors do during emergencies. They come over and watch what goes on. And he pointed a few pastures over and said, I need you to castrate my horse. I can't catch him. And I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, sir, when you can catch him and put a halter on him, you give me a call. I'm not sure really what he wanted me to do with that comment.
Yeah,
but
you had a little gun that was going to do it for you. Just, you know, your horse is castrated, you know.
Yeah, I'm just not really sure where he was going with that, but I never heard from him again. I'm kind of glad.
No, and the horse is still
there. I hope the horse got castrated.
I do too.
So the horse can lead, you can catch it. It should be caught before you get there.
It would be nice. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't see that happening very often. But, yeah, I mean, I realize veterinarians are late, but my staff is really good about updating on time and saying if we're running late or if we're actually running early, that would be a joke. But, you know, just giving them an ETA of when we're coming, and we're pretty good about giving you within an hour's time period so the horses aren't standing there with halters tied for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. So that would be really nice to have them ready to go, because
we factor in what we do at that appointment. We don't factor in catching the horse, which can take an extra 10 minutes sometimes, up to 30 minutes to catch the horse, you know. So, and if you've got stalls, why not have them hang out in the stall for 20 minutes? You know, there might be one pile of poop in there, but that's about it.
Well, so if, when you're actually examining the horse, sometimes you're poking and prodding. What kind of things can the owner prep the horse for before or train for before you're there taking
the picture? So, yeah, I think the next step after being hot spoke would be that you can touch them about anywhere. So, what you know, I'm referring to babies because those are always the easiest one to refer to, but you can get rescue horses that have had very little touch or maybe have been mishandled. So they need to know halter. They need to know what the halter is. Respect your space. Be able to lead with it. Be able to be reprimanded with the lead rope of, you know, stand still. And standing still is the huge thing because you get them dancing in a circle, dancing in a circle. But being able to be touched anywhere, that means touching on the bottom of their belly and not kicking at you. Taking their temperature, which we take via rectum. So being able to take your fingers, yes, it's poop back there, but, you know, touch around the anus, and they're okay with that. You can even take their temperatures and practice that because it's good to know your horse's normal temperature anyway. Fingers, hands in the mouth, of course, don't get bit, but they don't head up when you go touch in their mouth. We've got horses that are very bad about having their mouth touched. I don't know how these people get bridles on them, but, you know, they don't want their face touched. Picking up
That's the reason they don't want their mouth touched.
I'm sorry?
Because they don't want the bridle.
They don't want their mouth touched, Dr. Jones. You're looking at that back. It's because they do something in there. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. And it could be something's bothering them from the bridle, the bit you're using, or maybe it was a previous, you know, if it's a rescue case, it's a previous deal. Picking up the feet. The farrier would love you if you picked up the feet every day on your horse that had a problem with picking the feet up. You got to do it every day, and you hold it. You pick their feet out. I don't care if the feet are clean. Pick it up and hold it. Pick it up and hold it. Private areas, if it's a baby and we're going to castrate them, we're going to make sure there's two testicles there. Touch their testicles, you know, manipulate that area. Girls in the back end, we need to be able to take a look, you know, around the vulva area, and you can actually see the pink on the inside, let you know what their mucous membranes look like. So, I mean, all that stuff. Fingers in the ears, fingers, you know, around the eyes, around it, just anything.
You mentioned horses dancing around when you're examining them, and I have a horse that I can vaccinate him, and he's fine, but my vet shows up, and my vet's very nice to him, but after doing the Strangles vaccine up the nose, nasal, he sees my vet, and he turns into a wild monkey. Do you have any suggestions for keeping my vet safe when I'm handling my horse and he sees my vet and loses his mind?
Yeah, and that can happen. I have now tried to make it as best policy as I can, but if I want to do intranasal, I do it when they're sedate, which I think we had discussion once before, is you do their teeth once a year, the strangles is once a year. Do it at the same time. That's a perfect time to do it. So introduce your horse to that when they're sedate, and then there's no bad memory. But I've got a few that do the same thing. You're supposed to be on the same side as the worker. That includes your farrier. That includes somebody taking a temperature for you or you taking the temperature. Your handler should always be on the same side as you, because if the horse is going to react and try to bolt, you want to make sure they bolt in a circle that circles you too, and their butt doesn't swing out and kick somebody as they're circling. Mm-hmm. So if I'm opposite of you to take the temperature and you're on the opposite side of the head and the horse bolts, you're going to pull the horse's head towards you. Next thing I know, I've got back feet in my face. And that's very, very dangerous. So that's one thing that you need to know from the get-go, is that when people are working on your horse, and that means a massage therapist even, or your farrier, is be on the same side. Now, granted, you can't be on the same side when they're doing the front feet sometimes. So you might step to the opposite side. But in your situation, Michelle, you could step to the opposite side and touch the shoulder while they're approaching the horse to keep them from dancing away from the horse. The only thing, though, is now you're in a predicament that if something happens, the horse bolts, you're both on either side and somebody could get hurt. But that's usually what we do. Or we'll use a wall where they just keep dancing, they come up against a wall like in the stall. The other thing we've done, and it may go against the grain of a lot of trainers, but for us, we get our job done. It ends up being a very good experience for us, and we can start to do it less and less, is we'll feed them grain while we're sticking them.
Mm-hmm.
So
Kim goes in first, my assistant, who has a very good way with horses. She's talking the horse. She's getting, you know, them calmed down. The client comes with a bucket of grain. I approach the stall or the hallway or the wash rack or whatever it is to do the vaccination. And by this time, they're eyeing me. They're watching me. They know I'm there. They know I've got a needle because that's all I've ever done to them is vaccinate them, nothing else, and they don't like it. But I walk up to do it in their neck, of course, not their rear end because I don't want to get hurt, and they're eating away. As soon as they're taking a good bite of food, I stick them. We've had to use less and less food on some of those horses to the point that the horse doesn't allows us to do it now without moving.
Mm-hmm.
It will take a while, but it does work.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your assistant. So for you, when is an owner actually detrimental to the safety of you and the horse, and when do you use your own assistant to step in?
Well, unfortunately, in this wonderful litigious society, meaning sue happy people, there are cases where veterinarians have been sued because the owner got hurt by their own horse when a procedure was done on them, whether it was an examination, a sedation, a vaccine, or something to that effect. So using my assistant should be all the time. But she is not with me on the weekends for emergencies, and there's times where I have to have the client hold the horse.
So is it a good indication when you walk into the barn and there's two empty six-packs, is that the point where your assistant steps in?
Well, you know, they probably won't get hurt very easily because they'll just crumple to the ground and, you know, fold up and they'll probably be fine. But, actually it's the spoiled horse. It's the one, yeah. It's the very high-energy client who makes me nervous as bad as they are, makes the horse nervous, and they're very, very high-energy, and this horse feeds off of that, and they get really anxious as well. Those are nice to have step away, and they've spoiled the horse where they're running over top, they never respect their space. They don't listen to them. Those are kind of the horses that you worry about the most.
So when you don't have someone to help you out, if you are a nervous owner or handler, what suggestions or what would you wish them to do instead? Take some deep breaths?
Yeah, take some deep breaths. Sometimes I'll just have them feed a horse. Even if it's a colic, they're usually pretty depressed, and there's no reason, you know, for us to have to do anything. Because I had one the other day who was bad for needles. The client was very anxious, and I didn't have my assistant, and the horse was choking. And I was able to get a needle in him. He didn't even know what was going on because he was in such pain and depression from the choking, you know, that he had no idea that I was standing there sticking needles in his neck to sedate him. So I got sedation from him right off the bat after I did a quick exam. And then I went back to my exam after I sedated him to take a little more time because then I know he'd stand still, you know, tell the clients to relax, that kind of thing. A lot of times if you can have maybe their best friend who's horse savvy that's there to help them, because a lot of times they'll have their friends or their neighbors come over, you can have somebody else hang on to the horse, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But, yeah, those are the times you're going to have some issues. And I'll have to point this out. This was actually a case that we read about because we get newsletters on lawsuits for horses. And a lot of times it's for, you know, this or that. And it's malpractice, meaning that if something was purposely done wrong for your horse and it was, you know, in the wrong practice of your horse, that's why we have that insurance. Accidents do happen in life, unfortunately. But there was a case where a gentleman was looking at a horse, went back to his truck to pull up meds, and the horse reared up and kicked the girlfriend's friend in the face. The girlfriend's friend sued the vet for her facial surgeries and such.
And he wasn't even near the horse at the point.
Exactly. He was at the truck. There. So, you know, if you have a horse that's anxious, the veterinarian's there, they may be getting more anxious, just keep everybody away. And there was no reason the veterinarian caused any pain to this horse at his truck. So these are the types of things that us veterinarians now have to start worrying about, is that clients will possibly sue us for getting hurt. And so a lot of us will have assistants. I've had some clients insist that my assistant doesn't hold the horse, and we tell them, no, she will hold the horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's because of these reasons. I don't need to have any legal headaches.
I bet you want to tranquilize the clients as much as you do the horses.
I'm sorry?
You want to tranquilize the clients as much as the horses sometimes?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're very anxious. They're a baby. They're getting sick, and they hurt or whatever it is, the emergency is. So, yeah, I think some of them probably could do with a little Valium when we get there because they're just as anxious. And I bet you any money, any ER doctor would say the same thing.
I bet too, yeah.
Well, stay safe, Dr. Jones.
Thank you. Thank you. And really, it's just getting your horse used to anything and everything. They're not too old to learn. They can. It just takes longer. And the needle-shy horses we have in our practice, we note them in our record. We make sure that there's always two people help. You know, my assistant's always on that day. If she's taking vacation, we reschedule it to a different day. And as long as it's just a regular appointment. But those horses, over time, can get over their fear with some good repetition. And the client can pinch the skin and reward them for standing still and all sorts of slap the neck and, you know, that those kind of things and reward them. So there's ways to get around them. And you don't need to hogtie these horses, you know, and get in their personal space and offend them, too. So, but, yeah, getting your horse used to ancillary things for the farrier and the vet will help out them and make people happy to come to your place.
Yeah, you want to be the place a vet wants to come. I always make cookies.
Oh, my God, can I come to your place?
Right.
I'm coming to your place.
It's brownies and long conversations. My farrier said that he adds a half an hour to my my farrier appointment so that we can gab. So,
wonderful.
Dr. Jones, how can people find you? What's your website?
Florida spelled out, FloridaEquine.com, and we're on Facebook with Florida Equine Veterinary Service without the F.
And
well, we hope you enjoyed that replay. I thought it was a lot of fun. And Dr. Jones is certainly one of the most honest vets that you're ever going to meet, especially on a radio show. Jennifer, what is coming up for the prizes on Really Bad Ads? As if giving over $400 worth of stuff today wasn't enough. Jennifer, you're on mute, I think. I think you're on mute. I can't hear you.
Oh, here I am.
There you go.
I was on mute.
All
here
right.
I am. On today's prize table from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than Horse Grooming Solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed suppliers, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And on the other side of the table, a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal, and this time of year, they make great stocking stuffers. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe, effective treatment for scratches, abrasions, and dew poisoning. Customers have even reported using Dr. Rose's successfully on Proud Plush. Ask Dr. Rose's at your local tech and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And one of the things we use Dr. Rose's spray for is on your pony PT with his little white legs. He is extremely prone to scratches, which are those little skinny lines of painful scabbies they get on their pasterns when the grass is moist. And we put that stuff on his ankles on a regular basis, 2 to 3 times a week, and it keeps it at bay. He doesn't get the painful little itchy, scratchy things. So it's a great preventative as well.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. And of course, you can send your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. And this is really the only way we can guarantee that your ad has a chance of getting on the show on Friday. You have to email them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Don't paste them on Facebook. Don't, you know, copy the whole ad, put it in the email, pictures and all. And that way we can be sure that your ad is going to get on there. And then what else here? That's about it, I guess, for today. We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. G in the emergency preparedness episode. So we will be live again tomorrow morning, and then Jamie will be back on Friday. You can find links to today's guest and show notes at horsesinthemorning.com. We thank our sponsors, backontrackproducts.com and Easy Signs Online. You can follow Horse Radio Network on Twitter. We don't talk about Twitter much, at Horse Radio. That's where you can find us on Twitter. And you can have all all of the Horse Radio Network shows wherever you are with our free app on iPhone or Android. Just go to the App Store and search for Horse Radio Network. And if you missed the live show, you can still listen to the recorded version on our website, our affiliate websites, or iTunes, and you never have to miss an episode. One change for the live show is that horsesinthemorning.mobi does not work anymore. Apparently, Blog Talk Radio made some changes. So now you have to go to blogtalkradio.com/horsesinthemorning, and we've changed those links on our website and also on Facebook as well. So it's blogtalkradio.com/horsesinthemorning if you want to listen live. That's where the live link is for on your phones and things. It works very well on the phones.
You can listen live on your phone.
Okay. We tried it yesterday, and it works on Android and iPhone. So that's just a new link that you have to type in and save on your phone. Well, that's it, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining in today. We thank Reese for being here as well. It's always we love Reese. It's always fun to chat with her. So that's it. We're out of here. Be safe today. Wear your helmets. Buy some more Christmas trees. You're behind. You need 277.